And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to thee, unto half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said to her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist. By and by means right now. It's funny because I would never think of that. Because when I hear in English, by and by, to me it's like, okay, when are you coming? Oh, by and by. But the idea was by and by. I mean, right now. In a charger, the head of John the Baptist, a large flat dish is a charger. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for the sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. Oh, I made an oath, I swore. And there were people listening. And then some things men will be very dedicated. You know, they'll be, oh, my word, I'm dedicated to my word. Because I'm a king, and a king's got to be a man of his word. And a king says something, it ought to be done. But when it comes to doing what's right, in the sight of God, men lose their track. They lose their focus. All of a sudden, other things become much more important because God can't be seen. And it's just an idea floating out there. It's hard to take hold of, especially with human eyes bearing down on you. Do what's right in their sight, or do what's right in the sight of heaven. Well, he felt bad, but he did it anyways. Verse 27, And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. So that section about John the Baptist was kind of parenthetical to the sending of the apostles. They went out, and then they came back. How much time? What, an afternoon? Probably a little bit of time passed there. Verse 31. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure, so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew them, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages to buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. The disciples were feeling compassionate too. We had there was so much coming and going that they left, you know, and the people saw him going, and they actually outstripped him and caught up to him. You know, they were so intent on following Christ. And this caused the Lord to have a lot of compassion because they really wanted to be close to him. They didn't know, sometimes for all kinds of reasons, they don't know why, but they want to be close to this one doing all the miracles. And he knows, he has compassion on their ignorance. They don't know why, except that he's doing many miracles. And so he comes out to teach them. And as Matthew taught, he taught them in parables, so that those that could hear would hear, and those that would not hear would not hear. He made the parables so that some people would understand and others would not. And this itself is a parable. Verse 37, And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. Like garden beds. You know, we grouped them into fifties, hundreds, 50 here, hundreds there. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. The feeding of the 5,000. Very simply, simple to understand in the event, but there's a sort of hidden message here. In the breaking of the bread. Christ able to feed them, turning 5 and 2 unto enough to feed 5,000 with leftovers. But then again, you wonder, why did he make leftovers? I like leftovers. I mean, leftovers are great. It's good to have a little extra. But he, being God, he knows exactly how much they need. But there's something in this that causes an increasing. It's like the parable of the mustard seed. There's something in that tree that's growing beyond its natural course. Beyond, you know, the faith is a small group. But somehow the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of God, it grows up into this great tree. And the tree, I tell you, has to be pruned. There's other, you know, the thing is, you have to combine a lot of these. Like, I am the true vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. The unfruitful branches are going to be cut off. And so it is that, though the tree grows, it needs to be pruned. And though the food is distributed, there still comes back more. Why is it they couldn't consume everything he gave them? Because there was something already in them. As Jesus said in another place of this event, he said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Don't you remember how many loaves I distributed and how many baskets you took up? We started off with 5. 5, and I distributed enough to feed all, and yet came back 12 baskets. That is representative of the effect of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the doctrine of religion, which prevents people from being able to consume that which Christ gives. Not everyone could eat what he had given. Not everyone could take what he gave out that was necessary. That's the point, is that there was extra that came back. Christ, there was more than they could consume. They could not eat what he had given them. Because of the leaven. It ended up being too much.